Hello. Hey! She's a clever girl. You're dancing. Hiya. You're dancing.
Anybody told you eat like a bird? I hope not.
Oh, look at that bird.
What have you been thinking? It's almost 100 miles a day. Most of them before noon.
Look at that bird.
Rebecca, look what I've got.
Another bird only found at Baringo.
But here's a malachite kingfisher. This is another really beautiful bird to do green
beds.
But there's another pied kingfisher. This is one of the few species which can actually hover. So in deeper water, look for this fish out there. Now just in from the shore we have these marabou storks. Very interesting thing about these is that they actually do their buttons down their legs. Here's a hammercock.
They change over every 6 months. When the Dutch were in charge last year, they organised a big conference in the Netherlands to decide the future of the EC. Then, at the beginning of this year, they'll leave the community's meetings until it's Britain's turn in July. Today, the Foreign Secretary, Douglas Hurd, announced what Britain plans to do as EC President. He also unveiled the logo for our 6 months in charge.
There's one thing which is black, which is a name. And BBC Newsround are going to run a competition for children, inviting them to suggest a name.
But traditionally, EC has had a special name that's been used on letters and documents.
What are you doing? What's that? That's a lion. What did he say? That's why you were doing it, wasn't it? Yeah, you are not daft, are you? What does lion say?
I don't know, that's up to I would like the children to have first go at that. I haven't thought of that. He's got a name, the lion. So it's a boy lion, a man lion. So that's the fun one. Let everybody have their own ideas.
Whoever comes up with the best name for Christmas New Year will be invited to meet the Foreign Secretary on a VIP trip to London.
So, it's over to you. Simply write down the name of the lion on a postcard or a telegraph envelope together with your own name. Try and avoid the obvious and tell us in a few words why you chose the name you did. Then send your entry to Eurolion, P.O. Box 2532, London W55. Eurolion, P.O. Box 2532, London W55.
Well, lion.
Must be in by Friday,
18th of February.
Thanks.
Where's that lion?
So, good luck. The address is coming up again in a moment. That's all from us today.
Thank you.
to say that Runrig are big up there, but not big down in the south. Well, we're going to amend that. Runrig pop band, you like them. Thank you very much for letting me know.
Thank you.
It shot me.
No, thank you. No, no. Oh,
everything wrong. Uncle got himself drunk. The museum. He saw a Hathaway. He gave us some mulled wine. Do you think you can carry on? No one. Enchanted you, didn't she? I know, because you tried it on me. And it didn't work. But you though, didn't it? You're lying. No, I'm not. And you know it.
No,
And even worse
is... Dada. Dada.
Long lost husband or something.
Are they glasses that Bella's got on?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a bit like Jason's, isn't it?
Poor Jason gets blown for everything.
The
reputation like he's got is a surprise.
I think he's calmed down a bit, actually.
Is he still on the wall?
And where is he?
Rebecca, no!
We went to see
Hathaway.
Where are the others?
Go and carry an awful lot to bed.
Is that what it did?
About this, I'm going to reach by sewer.
Isn't it smelly?
that they're not.
Shampooing it, you can see it curl.
Well, you never really seen that before, don't you?
He always liked to
get in his arms. I don't know, somehow I doubt it will, because it's straight and after it's
extraordinary.
I think he sleeps on it.
I've had it for running. I'll draw them up. I'll take you to my place. Both rows, 26. I'm going then.
It's really weird, but it's been quite a good. It's silly, but. thank you. That's my knitting, that's not for you. No. No, mine.
Yes.
My knitting. Where are you going with it?
Ta, good girl. Yeah. Put up the table.
But yeah, aren't you sensitive about breathing yourself?
Yeah. I missed out wounds, cracked heels and mud fever. And she put, I will give you a test over the weekend. The work is good. The work so far is good. Make sure you understand it. If there's anything you don't understand, just ask.
I haven't been built yet, I should
think. Look. You should head home, put you in the front of the house.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. So, nice trip, isn't it? Has it got a name and address on the top corner?
Yeah, Isham Head Hall. Isham.
It's not got Sarah's name, though.
No, it's Sarah.
Idiot.
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 Idiot. Idiot.
And shake all of that stuff back from a couple of spoonfuls. No!
You won't get any taste off
that. No! No! No!
No!
No,
you have to do it with your spoonful. You're steady, darling.
That was my fault.
Look at that mouthful!
Because he fixed it for me. Oh, good. Bang it in.
$25.
No, not yet. I want the $5. She's not the phone number. I don't phone the phone number because the lines don't open until Saturday. They only get engaged, so please don't phone. On this week's Going Live,
it's
about,
in
two.
What, £15?
He's on the show. There's also the Pasadena, they'll be performing. Juliette Morris will be having a talkback feature about fox hunting, and there's also Emma Forbes' Injured Cookery, and the chance for you to make your favourite video in the Brit Awards. Have you done it?
Garvin sent a. It was on the radio today, and he was saying, I really regret having my face changed. He said, I wish it could be back as it was, Michael Jackson. He said, I really regret it. He said, I was crying.
That's
cool.
That may well be cold, but this is positively hot.
I didn't mean to appear ungrateful, I've been mad about saying, I just want to stay on my two feet, you know?
Hardly an apt description of your present condition.
But we do understand, it's just more practical while you're recovering. And that's welcome any time.
So, within reason, Harold, well, we don't want him knocking on the door at midnight, do we?
Becky.
Oh, it's all right, I just won't come on.
Becky. You've got a face full again.
Oh, thanks. If I leave at 5:30 in the morning, he can pick me up at 5:30. For the last time, I never did, and I have nothing to do with you.
No,
Frank, that's not, it's not bad. You're bad.
Mom,
you're bad.
Oh, it was a pretty girl.
the time when he was compiling the history of Ramsey Street. There may be items of his horrible memory, but they'll leave it alone.
Now, I know what you'll do. You'll go through all this stuff and shove it back in the wardrobe.
Give me a kiss.
I
say that
the history of Ramsey Street
I want a smackaroonie. Give me a smackaroonie. Give me a smackaroonie. Give kisses.
Well, why don't you just toss it aside?
Give me kisses.
It's not my property. Well, I doubt if Glenn would want it back.
Get lost. Get lost.
Oh, I don't see how it could be. I never knew the woman.
She said you spent your leaves at the base hospital.
Get lost.
And I knew some of the nurses. Anyone could have taken this.
But that doesn't explain how Glenn's mother kept it. Why she kept it all those years.
I don't know what's going on inside your head, Helen, but I'm not happy with the way that you're reacting towards this.
So you've said, but I can't help feeling that there's some sort of explanation.
It says in here that Pixie is white.
As
yeah,
I'm not
going to
think
oh, about
it.
Oh, is it? Yeah, Americans say that. Americans, it's different. And they're grey. Is a grey like that? Grey, white. We call them this country grey. Yeah, they say there's no such thing as a white.
There's a dapple grey.
What do they call a palomino?
No,
cream.
Cream. It's got cream mane and tail.
Cream palomino. And what about an albino?
An albino's like
albino's like
white, like pure white with pink eyes.
Yeah, Corianne.
Yeah, no, well she wasn't an albino, she had blue eyes.
Did she have blue eyes?
Proper pure pink and pink nostrils.
No, she had pink eyes.
No, she did not, she was not an albino. If I want to prove it to you, I'll go and get the pictures from upstairs.
To ask her after we finish with kids, I can just have a quick fly around on Elsa.
She's very hard work. You're better on her,
then.
Bit big. Because you've got to keep her off the side, but she's going like that.
Oh, I
get
it.
With the head.
What, and then well, goes, she's off.
How's
she
fine?
She's
got to keep her
well,
down
I
and tucked in.
I haven't given you permission to drive by car, but I will wait.
Still getting down to get on the
sorry,
horse.
It's an emergency.
Any sort.
Really? What happened?
Joe had noted an appointment, couldn't get the van started, so I had to give him a lift.
Where to?
Solicitors. You know, that business about the Sky and the Jetsons?
You have no right to use the car without my express permission.
Yeah, I know. Look, it was just this once, you know, it was really important.
I'm seeing how this twitches
too much for Joe Mangle to register that we have public transport and we
don't use it. Well, by the time we found out the van wouldn't start, it was too late to catch a bus.
No.
I'll overlook at this once.
It's strange.
I mean, you didn't do any damage.
Mind you, they're such big beasts, aren't they, that you've got to do something, I suppose.
You're absolutely right, Madge. It's amazing the useless rubbish people collect.
Oh, do you realise what time it is? You're going to be late for the coffee shop.
No.
You all have to come on. There's nothing I can get you before I've done any washing up.
I wouldn't mind if I ran the block.
Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't. But I'm sure that will happen if you do as the doctor says it's safest. Harold, get a wriggle on.
Give you scissors, all right, man.
Harold, get a wriggle on.
Gracious, I wonder what's in
there. Becky, get a wriggle on. Whiskey,
it's quite a long pay bill.
Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle.
That's what I'd say. I almost wish Dad had stayed around for longer. This fighting with him would have broken her, not me. I don't know what Matt was thinking of me, what was the character in the library. It's a load of rubbish.
And I found something to do with Sky and Joe, to get Sky back.
I've just been checking around for a job, just in case the one at Leicester's doesn't come through.
No, you
know. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
A little bit.
Oh.
But it's not your fault.
What have you got there?
Well, I know you think
what's that?
Jim proves that. Oh. I admit it mystifies me, but Jim still insists that he never knew.
I'm not trying to call him, Mrs. Daniels. You believe me, don't you?
Oh, I believe there's some confusion.
No.
You see, Jim has no reason to deny knowing your mother. His first wife died in so it's not as if he's trying to cover up to the choice.
What's that?
Besides, he's an honourable man.
What's that?
He play games.
Maybe he figures to himself the family's enough.
He doesn't shirk his responsibility. He's always been a good husband and a good father, not only to his own four children, but to many more young people as well. And he's still doing that.
You don't care, do you? You're horrible.
So you understood from the start.